Well, hello everybody and welcome to this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And on this week's show, we're going to be discussing the East Division, as we'll be joined by the managers at Newton Aycliffe and North Ferriby. And later, we'll be joined by the manager of Bootle as we discuss the playoff race in the West Division. But to kick the show off this week, let's go to the Midlands Division. Shortly, we'll be hearing from Quorn as they sit just outside the playoff positions in very good form in the Midlands Division. But sitting currently up at the top of the table is Harbour Town, 1 point ahead of Spalding United, but Harbour do have 2 games in hand. And then in third position, we've got Anstey Nomads. They currently sit 6 points behind Harbour Town and 5 points behind Spalding United. Anstey also have 2 games in hand over Spalding. Anstey Nomads are 2 points ahead of Loughborough Dynamo, who've played 3 games more. And then finishing off the playoff positions, we've got Hinckley Leicester Road, who sit 4 points behind Loughborough Dynamo with a game in hand. Hinckley Leicester Road, though, are 1 point inside the playoffs. That's because Quorn currently sits 6th, having played the same amount of games. The latest result for Quorn makes it 5 straight wins in the league, a 5-0 win against Rushton and Diamonds on Tuesday night. Not the full story though, because in February, Richard Lavery, the previous manager at Quorn, stood down. He's been replaced by interim player manager Ant Carney, who it looks like has just carried on that momentum. 3 wins in the league with Ant Carney in charge. And on Friday afternoon, I caught up with Ant to hear how he was settling in to his new role at the club. Well, Ant, a big thank you for joining us. And before we touch upon the recent great results for Quorn, just a bit of a catch-up, really, because it's been a bit of a whirlwind, to say the least, for you. You know, interim manager now, very much a part of Quorn and this promotion push for this season. But it's been very turbulent, Richard leaving the club recently. But it's 3 wins on the spin since you've taken over as interim manager.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. Yeah, it's been... It has been a bit crazy, a bit of a whirlwind, but it's been good fun, mate. I just literally come back from a holiday in the Caribbean, and I was expecting a general training session, and then obviously I sat down with Rich and Cherry, and they explained that they were moving on, which was obviously gutting. I've been friends with them for a long while, but at the same time, obviously, I knew that I had to support the lads. It has been hectic, as you mentioned. But it's been great fun so far.
And how does one approach something like this, basically, where you've gone from, you know, coming in to do a training session to, well, coming in to do the training session, as it were. So, I mean, it's how have you adapted to that that transition?
I don't know actually where to start, to be honest, but I think you just use your instincts. You know, I've been in football a long time. Obviously, you know, got a deep passion for football. I've got a great relationship with the lads. I've been a senior player at Quorn for the last 2 seasons. So I think it's just using your instincts and just going with your gut, speaking with the board, speaking with the players, just seeing kind of where everyone's at, you know, because when managers move on, sometimes it can be, you know, a little bit concerning for players. You know, is a new manager going to come in with his own sort of philosophy and players? So they need that sort of security and things like that. So it's just a case of speaking to everyone, seeing how everyone feels. And then, yeah, just approaching it and doing what you think's right, which is what I've done so far. And, it seems to be going okay at the moment. Touch wood, fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. just generally, because like you say, you've been at the club for 2 seasons. And I mean, you've got to remember, last season was epic for the club. So there is momentum there. And it is about carrying on that momentum as best the club can. And because that momentum's clearly there at Quorn.
Yeah, definitely. Lavs and Cherry have done an amazing job, and I've been part of the ride, like you say, since last season, and was involved heavily with, you know, getting promoted and then into this season and pushing forward. So yeah, we've got an absolute superb bunch of lads, some absolute quality players, but you know, even better people. And it's just about, like you say, maintaining that momentum, keep pushing forward, keep striving to give everything that we can, and let's see where it takes us. Yeah, we're certainly knocking on the door.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, where you are at the moment, you're in a very, very interesting position with yourselves and Hinkley Leicester Road, that's for sure. 6 points ahead of Sporting Calza. It is an intriguing position, but three straight wins in the league. The latest coming, a phenomenal result against Rushden and Diamonds, who might be where they are in the league table, but they've had a very good second half to the season, that's for sure. So, I mean, what's your thoughts on that result?
Do you know what? So the game before that, obviously, we was 2-0 down against Liverpool Dynamo, obviously higher than us in the table. And we managed to turn that around and win 3-2, which was absolutely amazing. But I actually enjoyed the Rushden result more, just because, like you say, they've been in form. I think they're second or third in the form line. They've come off the back of a 4-0 win. And then we was going there on a Tuesday night, you know, when everyone's been at work. So potentially, you know, a really tricky game. And I thought the performance was just, it was just a real professional job from the lads. We didn't really give them anything to go out with in the game or, you know, a chance to get the crowd up, if you like. And yeah, we was clinical in front of goal. So yeah, I was absolutely made up, to be honest, with that result. And I wasn't really surprised from the attitude of the lads. Like I say, it was professional performance, and they are just an incredible bunch, and total respect to them for what they've done so far since things have changed.
Yeah, I was going to go, obviously I was going to move on to the Saturday win against Loughborough, because what an inform Rushden Diamonds is one thing, but Loughborough Dynamo, well, they're very much involved in the playoff race at the moment, sitting in fourth position. To come back the way you did on Saturday, that does show great character, and I'm imagining, based upon that game there and the Rushden Diamonds results, you have got a bit of a spring in your step heading into the Sutton Coldfield match next Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just a case of, you know, not fearing anyone. You know, like you say, the momentum's with us. Nothing's changed too much, you know, since Labs and Cherry moved on. You know, we've still mostly got the same lads, the same people around the club. So it's just a case of carrying on what we've been doing all season, and just not fearing anyone, just being confident, and just looking to express ourselves, and that's what we'll continue to do.
And no game this weekend, is that kind of handy? Because I'm imagining at some point you do want to catch your breath a little bit as well and take stock before we head into the running good and proper.
Yeah, definitely. On a personal note, I'm recently married, so...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, Ben. I think my wife will appreciate this weekend. But yeah, from a football perspective, it's nice just to switch on, because it has been sort of full on. I will admit to that. It has been full on. There's been a lot to sort. So yeah, it'd be nice just to relax this weekend, watch the other fixtures and results. And then, we'll look to pick up again on Tuesday at training and prepare for what's to be, you know, a very interesting end to the season.
Absolutely. So Sutton Coldfield next Saturday, then Rushden Diamonds away in the return game, Anstey Nomads away, Warsaw Wood away, very tough games indeed. Then into April, Shepshed, Spalding, Harborough, Lytown, finishing things off with a nice calm away, probably maybe at Bedworth United. I mean, it's a running. But I suppose as well, when you do take a little breath this weekend, you're going to need it, because this is proper now, isn't it? This next 6 weeks or so.
Yeah. It's going to be full on. I think some of there's a core of fixtures there, Ben. You mentioned, I think it's four games in 9 days over the Easter sort of period. We've got a short squad. I think we've been running on 14 players last couple of weeks. So only three on the bench. So yeah, it's definitely going to be a test. Any sort of major injuries or you know, suspensions, then we could find ourselves in trouble. But like I say, we're going to give it our best shot, and that's what we can do.
And just a final question, really, and just it's a really obvious question, but enjoying it.
like you say, I haven't stopped to think about that yet. But no, I am. You know, football's been my passion since I was a child, and it's definitely a different feeling to being a player. It definitely feels more emotional, and at points I find myself thinking sort of like how proud I am of the players, and you know how much of a privilege it is to be involved with them. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. Like I said, I'm not sure my wife is, but I certainly am at the moment.
And I'll just throw in this last question. Yeah. It's been great catching up, Anne. And just how much are you looking forward to what's possible? Because it's been, whatever happens, it's been a meteoric rise for Quorn over the last two seasons or so. This, whatever happens, this has been a good campaign, but the possibility is there to get into the playoffs. How much are you looking forward to this challenge and what's possible at the club?
Yeah, as always, I want to win. You know, I will always say, you know, give it your best shot and have no regrets sort of thing. But when you're there, you're in games like the playoffs, you know, potentially thousands at the ground watching. They're the sort of games that you want to be involved in, I suppose. And like last season when we got to the playoffs and going through that journey and then winning, it really is something special. And that coach journey back from Southend with the lads last year was just amazing. And if we can do that back to back, even just to be involved in the playoffs would be amazing. But to go on and win it and get Quorn to step three where they've never been before, it would be an unbelievable achievement. So yeah, like I said, Lavs and Cherry have done absolutely amazing work to get Quorn to this position. And then if I can finish that off, it would just be amazing. And I think it will mean so much to the village and to the chairman.
Well, Ant Carney, interim manager at Quorn, interim player manager, we should say, at Quorn. yeah. A big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big congratulations with the start under your tenure at the club as the interim manager. Have a lovely weekend and all the best for the running.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Quorn interim player manager Ant Carney there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the East Division now, and shortly we'll be hearing from the managers at Newton Aycliffe and North Ferriby, who both sit around that playoff line. But currently sitting out in front at the top of the East Division, we've got Stockton Town. They're 11 points clear of Dunstan. Dunstan, though, have plenty of games in hand. They're on the same number of points currently as Belper Town. Belper Town have played two games more than Dunstan, both sides on 52 points. Both sides 1 point ahead of Hebburn Town. Hebburn Town also have a game in hand over Belper Town. But on this month's show, we're going to be focusing on those teams just around the playoff line. Pontefract Coles are currently 3 points outside the playoffs. Then we've got North Ferriby in sixth, and we'll be hearing from Chris Boulder on this month's show. But our first interview from the East Division this month centres on Newton Aycliffe, who've been on an incredible rise up the league and are currently 7 games unbeaten, the latest result being a Tuesday night win over league leaders Stockton Town by 3-0. Quite a result for Newton Aycliffe. And let's hear now from the manager at the club. It's a big welcome back to the show to Brian Atkinson. Well, Brian, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, where do we start this interview? It's going very, very well, isn't it, at Newton Aycliffe, to say the least. And what a result that was against Stockton Town. Now in the playoff positions, what's the mood like at the club at the moment?
I think everybody's enjoying it. It was tough at first. I think the first 7 weeks of the season we were probably down bottom of the league. And it was a little bit like getting to know the league. And obviously, as we have done that, we've improved the squad and the lads have adapted well and we've started to get results.
Yeah, I've got the
so it's going great.
I've got the progress chart in front of me. You were bottom of the league 5 games into the season. 13 games into the season, you were 17th. But then you've just gone on this meteoric rise up the table. It's easy to look back now in hindsight, but did you think it was possible for the team to go on a run like this and rise up the table like this?
Well, it was a tough start. There was a bit of personnel changes in the summer and obviously through the season. But like I've just said there, we've adapted and lads have learned. The physicality of the league, we've stood up to it because the first few weeks we struggled with that.
And what does it tell us now that, you know, as we enter the run-in, you're not only keeping a clean sheet against Stockton Town, you're not only beating Stockton Town, but you're scoring 3 goals past them. I mean, that's certainly a springboard now as we head into, you know, this final 8 games of the season.
Yeah, I think the league itself, anybody can beat anybody on the day. And I think that's been proven. We're certainly not getting carried away with the Stockton result because we've had some good results and we've had some results where we probably should have done better. But like I've just said there, everybody can beat anybody on the day. I know we've only got 8 games left. It's like a free hit for us because the expectation wasn't to get into the playoffs at the start of the season. As a club, we're probably going into the unknown a little bit.
Saying all that, though, I mean, if you look at the league table and the teams that are in the playoffs at the moment, it is a bit of a Northern League reunion gig at the moment, isn't it, really, with the teams that are in there? But so when we look at last season and how well you performed in the Northern League, and does that experience, I know you made some changes during the season, but does that level of experience for this next nerve-wracking moment of this particular campaign, does that come into play, do you feel, that experience you got from last year?
Not really, because a lot of the... We've got a few lads that were here last season, but a lot of lads who weren't. And we haven't really got any pressure on us, do you know what I mean? At the end of the day, we've had a great season, and where we started the first 5 weeks and then where we're finishing now, anything's progress. So anything that we get is a bonus.
And with regards to, obviously, you're in the playoffs at the moment, and there are teams around you with games in hand, but at this stage of the season, I think you'd rather have the points on the board in that regard. I mean, we'll come to the games in particular that are coming up for the running, but at this stage, like it comes across this interview, I mean, it does sound like you're taking each game as it comes and you're just enjoying yourselves, really.
100%. We look forward to the games. We were disappointed, and it just shows how far we've come. We were disappointed because we got a point at Hebburn. If you'd have said that earlier in the season, we would have snapped the hands off. And we come away from the game disappointed, and the same with Concert and the same with Cleethorpes. So the last three games before the Stockton game, we drew. But you can even say that we were 3-1 down with 8 minutes to go and still disappointed that we didn't win the game because we had opportunities too. But like I've said right at the beginning of the interview, everybody can beat anybody in this league. It's a tough league, and if you're not at it, you get what you deserve. So ultimately, we're taking each game as it comes and we're enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I bet you are as well, based on the run that you're on at the moment. But let's touch upon the next couple of games or so, because it's Stocksbridge Park Steels this Saturday, then Stocksbridge Park Steels next Saturday. Stocksbridge Park Steels, obviously down towards the bottom end of the table, but they pulled out some good results recently. It goes back to what you just said or hinted at about there's no easy games in this league and all that. But particularly playing double headers as well, so close together, that's a bit of a minefield, isn't it, for managers?
Well, it'll be fresh in your mind.
Yes.
And one Saturday and then you're playing against the follow. It's not normal, really. It's not normal. But going back, I think Stocksbridge are in a bit of a false position, what I've seen. I've seen they've got a great draw against Dunstan at Concert during the week. I spoke to one or two of the Dunstan lads and they said they were a really good team. And basically, there's no doubt about it. It'll be a tough game.
And then it's obviously you're then into the realms of Winterton and Sheffield and Dunstan. That's a big game, isn't it, in April. Bridlington, and finishing things off with Carlton Town and Pontefract Coles, just to make it really easy for you at the end of the season. I mean, it's going to be a tough run in, isn't it? I mean, how much are you looking forward to these games coming up now and this challenge, you know, this position you've got yourselves in?
What'll be with us, at the end of the day, we've got 8 games and whoever you're playing, it's a tough game. I can't praise our lads enough how much they've developed and how much they've improved over the season with the physicality, with a little bit of know-how. And it's been really, really enjoyable going to teams and getting teams coming to Newton Aycliffe that I've never been before. Even though the weather hasn't been great and it's been really tough for probably all teams with late postponements and heavy, heavy pitches. So all credit goes to the players, really.
And with your background as well, Brian, because in case people don't know, you know, you were at Darlington, you're at Spennymoor, you know, assistant at Newton Aycliffe as well for a number of years. What does it tell us about the strength of the Northern League? Because I did make that joke earlier about, you know, who's in the top five currently. But it is a strong showing, isn't it, from that neck of the woods that you know very well.
Yeah, well, to be fair, you've got Stockton up the top, Dunstan there, obviously ourselves, Hebburn, Concert, all the previous Northern League teams are pretty strong. And to be fair, what will probably happen over the next couple of years, it'll become more and more like a Northern League. So it's only going to help the Northern teams with more local games. The only problem you have with it is the competition for players.
Yeah, there is that. But saying that, it looks like you've nailed that side of things this season, that's for sure. And Brad, just a closing question, really. Just, I mean, we've covered it off in this interview, but are you enjoying it? Because this must have been a hell of a journey that yourself, your coaching staff, and the club has been on to get yourselves to fifth position from the lower end of the table where you were at the start of the campaign. So you must have really enjoyed this season thus far, and how much you're looking forward to it, basically.
Yeah, well, of course we are. The expectation at the start of the season was definitely not the playoffs, but as a management team and as a group committee and chairman, we're never satisfied. You always want to push on, and we're in a position to compete at the minute, so we'll try our best.
Well, Brian Atkinson, manager of Newton Aycliffe, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. A big good luck in the upcoming matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks very much.
Brian Atkinson, manager of Newton Aycliffe, joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. So let's go to the team currently sitting just outside the playoff positions now. That's North Ferriby. They're 2 points behind Newton Aycliffe, and North Ferriby do have a game in hand. And let's hear now from the North Ferriby manager, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Chris Boulder. Well, Chris, a big thank you for joining us. And, well, here we are as we head towards the middle of March. North Ferriby just 2 points outside the playoffs with a game in hand. How's it going at North Ferriby?
Yeah, it's been a really, really good season, a debut season at this level for the new club. And I think, as you can see, if someone had said, we'd be in contention of an outside chance of the playoffs, going into the final stage of the season, I think before a ball had been kicked, you'd have snapped your hands off. So, yeah, it's pleasing.
Yeah, and when we talk about it, it's been a very good month as well. If we remove the defeats against Dunstan and Stockton, the top two, it's been a very good month for getting you in this position now as we head towards the closing 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, we went through a little bit of a sticky period where we kind of found ourselves on the back of a few defeats on the bounce, and we was in a bit of a predicament where we needed to get a few bodies into the football club to help us. We managed to do that, as well as getting a couple of players back from long-term injuries, and it really revitalised us, and we went on an amazing run and picked up some much-needed wins that has put us right back in the mix. And we just got two narrow defeats in there to two clubs that are, sat top and second, I believe, at the minute, at this moment in time, by 1-0. So, yeah, we're in good form. Hopefully we can take that forward to, these last nine games of the season.
Yeah, and going back to that result against Hebburn, which kicked off this run, really, I mean, that's a result there which points to what's possible in this closing couple of months of the season, because a result like that on the back of a series of defeats, that's where it all started, essentially, I think, that result there.
It was, and, Hebburn are a fantastic outfit, so for us to kind of get the 3 points against them was really pleasing, and probably gave us a lot of confidence moving forward on that little run we went on. But I think you can see, the North East teams are really, really strong. But for us to kind of challenge Dunstan and Stockton as well and take them all away, and they knew they were in a game, it's just kind of testament to this group of players that we've got.
And how proud are you? I know it was a defeat against Dunstan, but how proud are you of a performance like that, and like the defeat against Stockton? Because, again, it just shows the calibre of the squad now and the mood in the squad, that it is competing with these top sides in the division now. So you're very much a part of this.
Yeah, and it's extremely pleasing to, like we said, to still be involved at this late stage of the season with an outside chance. And it is an outside chance, looking at the teams that have got games in hand and things. But yeah, for us, in our first season at this level against some really strong, well-established football clubs, to put in some outstanding performances and really, really take them all the way in results that, I think we deserved at least a point from the Stockton game. And perhaps we was a little bit unfortunate not to get all three against Dunstan, but, huge hats off to them. They're both fantastic teams. But like you say, for us, we've come an awful long way and we've learnt an awful lot in this season. And, if we're seeing that, if we can perform to our optimum and our highest levels, then, we're more than a match for these teams.
And normally when a team, comes up from step five, it's a find your feet kind of season, but there's also an angle to it as well. Like, I know you've added to the squad this year, but there's an added element to it as well, that you've kind of got the know-how a little bit as well. Admittedly, it's at the step below, but that's still know-how in how to deal in these pressure situations.
Absolutely. You know, winning becomes a habit. And, you know, once you taste success, regardless of whatever level, you want to keep having that success. Obviously, we have found the step up challenging at times. And, you know, it is a big difference to the league that we have been in previously. And there are some outstanding, well-established clubs with really good, strong, experienced players. So it has been a little bit of both, you know, finding our feet at the level, but also, you know, taking all the confidence that we've gained from previous seasons and this winning mindset and mentality as best as we possibly can this season.
And looking ahead to the remaining fixtures, 9 games left of the season, 4 games in March, 5 games in April. There's some really big games in there, like Pontefract away in the middle of March. You've got Consett coming up as well. But using the cliche, no easy games in this league. There are some, if you look at the league table, matches coming up where you're going to be favourites going into that, but there lies a danger in itself thinking like that.
Yeah, I do believe that there's probably a few teams that, you know, probably in false positions in the league as well, especially the ones in, you know, the lower third of the table. They've been a little bit unfortunate with results that aren't perhaps gone their way, that performance is warranted sometimes. So, like you said, there's no easy games in this league. But like we've always said, and I think we've got to be a firm believer that we've just got to kind of take care of ourselves. There's some big fixtures between now and the end of the season with all the teams, you know, in the top mix playing each other. But we've just got to kind of look after ourselves, and we've got a little bit of a target in mind of where we think, you know, we need to be, and we'll strive to do that in the quickest number of games possible, and then we'll just take stock come the end of the season.
Yeah, and you've got some Yorkshire derbies coming up as well, of course. Liversedge this weekend, Pontefract Colls and the Liversedge away. What's your thoughts on these upcoming matches in particular, coming up against the doubleheader against Liversedge and the match against Pontefract?
Yeah, they're great games to be involved in. You know, they are two really strong physical teams. In Pontefract have performed exceptionally well all season. They really did give us a real tough encounter at home a couple of weeks ago. And they'd have probably left that game a little bit kind of bemused how they didn't get something out of the game, because they put in a really, really strong performance against us. So, you know, when we go there, it will be a difficult surface. I know their pitch has suffered this season, so that'll change our style of play a little bit, and we'll have to adapt accordingly. But we're looking forward to games against these big teams.
And just another thought that's just popped into my mind as well, because obviously North Ferry, a club in its previous guise, no stranger to success. And we've spoken in the past, you know, one of the hopes of this new club is to get back to those days. And, you know, I spoke to you off air, you know, if you're coming on the show at this point, it means you're involved, and that's very exciting. It is exciting, isn't it? And exactly what the club's after, an end to a season like this.
Yeah, and, you know, like we said right at the beginning, you know, I think if someone has said to us, you know, with the last stages of the season approaching and you're still in with a mix, you know, of a playoff spot, then, like I said, we'd have snapped your hand off. And, you know, it's kept everyone really hungry, especially this last 6 games, this run that we've been on, and it's given people a glimmer of hope. And whilst there's a glimmer of hope, you know, we'll keep kind of doing our utmost to kind of sneak into them playoffs, if you like.
No, good stuff. And last question, Chris, how much are you looking forward to it? Because this is proper now, isn't it? Here we are. All the work that's gone into getting the club to this point this season, it all boils down to 9 games and maybe a couple of matches in the playoffs. How much are you looking forward to this challenge and what's possible at the club in these closing weeks?
It's really exciting. But like I said, I think we have got, you know, we're probably the outside chance of making these playoffs. And there's still, you know, a long way to go in terms of 9 games. Anything can happen. We've seen already that where we've been capable of putting a little run together. So I'm sure there'll be other teams on the periphery as well looking at that thinking, well, if we stick a little run together, then, you know, we could be there or thereabouts. So, you know, I think what we've achieved so far this season is an awful lot to be proud of. There's still a portion of the season to focus on and try our utmost to, you know, finish strongly and see where it takes us. But yeah, we've been proud of what we've achieved this season, but like you said, it's unfinished at the minute, and we'll see where we end up.
Well, Chris Boulder, manager of North Ferriby, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck in the upcoming matches and for the running more generally, and we'll catch up very soon.
Thank you very much, and as always, thanks for having me.
North Ferriby manager Chris Boulder there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. Let's go to the West Division now, and leading the way up at the top of the West Division as we head into mid-March, it's Leek Town, 12 points clear up at the top of the division. Runcorn Linnets are in second on 52 points. Then in third, it's Prescott Cables. Prescott Cables 1 point behind Runcorn Linnets, but Prescott do have a game in hand. Around the playoff line, we've got Witton Albion in fifth, 2 points inside the playoffs, and 4 points behind Prescott Cables. City of Liverpool have been making their way up the table. They're 2 points behind Witton Albion. City of Liverpool do have a game in hand. And then there's a whole host of teams, as is the way with the West Division this season, who are still not completely out of the playoff race, if the truth be known. Teams like Widnes, Nantwich, Clitheroe, Stalybridge, Avro, Chasetown, all within 7 points of Witton Albion. But on this month's show, we're going to be discussing the team currently sitting fourth in the league table. That's Bootle. They're 4 points inside the playoffs. The Merseysiders currently on an 8-game unbeaten run. And let's hear now from the manager at Bootle, and it's a big welcome back to the show to Mick McGrath. Well, Mick, a big thank you for joining us, and I'll get to specific results shortly, but just a general overview. Bootle fourth in the league, 4 points inside the playoffs. It's been a very good second half to the season, hasn't it? How's it going at the club?
Yeah, obviously, I left Vauxhall, didn't I, towards the end of October, and got a good offer off Bootle to come in and try and stabilise the club. And it took a while, but we've done that. And we've been on a good run, to be honest, and fully deserve to be fourth where we are and competing at the right end of the table.
Yeah, and looking at the on football web pages, they do like a league progress chart, and looking at Bootle's progress, you can see after game 10 they were 16th in the league table, and now as we approach game 30, you're fourth. So that's that transformation right there, it looks like.
Yeah, listen, it hasn't been easy. It's been really tough with a lot of players coming in, a lot of players going out, which happens when a manager leaves and one comes in. It's natural. So yeah, it's been tough, but you know, we're starting to get a few things right on the pitch, and to be fair, results are showing at the moment.
And pretty much the turn of the year, wasn't it? That 2-2 draw with Witton Albion, and then you're heading into this run of games here, you know, 8 games unbeaten. And what's the mood in the dressing room like as we head towards the middle of March now and this running in the league?
To be fair, the players are buzzing. I mean, we had a horrendous Christmas. We didn't win a game. Didn't look like winning the game. We hit some really bad form, and then, as you said, we went to Witton and we were flying at the time, and still are, by the way. We got a really positive result, and then the lads have just had belief since then, and listen, training's really good. There's just a buzz around the club, which, from obviously you hear from the fans and the chairman, so it hasn't been there for a couple of years, so you know, may continue, long may continue.
And you spoke about that Christmas period. I mean, you know, you're taking on an informed City of Liverpool, Prescott Cables, Stalybridge Celtic. I think from memory we were in the playoff positions at that moment in time. And I suppose it's all credit, really, that slump, they never took it to heart and they've jumped straight into it in 2024.
Yeah, sometimes I think it was a good thing. I know it might sound silly, but I think it was a good thing where we were on a good run before that. It sort of just put everyone back, the footy back into perspective, that we need to work harder and we need to do different things. And we've got a settled side now, which helps, which we hadn't had at the start. People coming in and going, and we trying to find what works, what doesn't work with the players we had and what we were bringing in. So I think we've sort of nailed down a way of playing, and it's sort of working at the moment, and we've got some big games coming up, so you just never know.
And is that is it beneficial as well, Mick? Because like you say, when you came in, it was steadying the ship kind of scenario, and you know, you were expecting changes with the squad, and as that happens with a change of management. But you're kind of in this position now where, oh, we're fourth and we're doing all right. And is the pressure off slightly as well, or is that bound to that pressure bound to mount as we head towards the closing few weeks?
Do you know what? There's never been pressure here since we took over. If we're being honest, the remit wasn't to get in the playoffs. It was, listen, let's steady, as you said, steady the ship, try and stabilise and try and go for next season. But obviously we've done things a little bit quicker. But the only pressure that's on is what the lads put on themselves. Obviously, you know, they demand a lot out of each other, to be fair. And, you know, once you get in the playoffs, I think you've got to start thinking about it, haven't you, really? Especially with 9 games to go. you know, you've got to look at signing and say, I'm on the point to get in there. And yeah, we are looking in there now. And as I said, the only pressure you're going to have is what you put on yourselves and how many games you need to win to try and get in there. But the league's that mad. Everyone just beats everyone. There's no, if you're not on your game, you just get beat.
Yeah,
and that's just how it is.
Yeah, and the other thing I have to say is as well, I mean, doing this show monthly, you get a really good snapshot of how things have changed. And the West Division was always ridiculously close. I mean, at one point, I think you could make an argument for the team in 18th making the playoffs not too long ago. But it has stretched out a little bit. And how vital has this run been? Because now you are going to have to get your mindset into a playoff run in. How vital has this run been? Because it's really come at the right time.
Yeah, it has come at the right time. And it is vital because in this league, to go 3 or 4 games unbeaten is really good because there's so many good teams and good managers. And to go 8 unbeaten, which we have, it has been good, and it's been a good 4 weeks. I mean, to beat Avro away, Clitheroe away, and then draw with Mothy alone, that's a big 7 points. Whatever way you'd have got them 7 points, we'd have took it. I said, there's no easy games. We've got another 2 hard games in a week this week. So I said, the run's been really vital to put us in there, but it actually generally means not if you don't back it up and try and carry on.
Yeah, should we talk about the week you've got? Because it is pretty awesome. Let's call it awesome. I mean, Runcorn Linnets away this weekend, which is game of the weekend. Then you've got the Liverpool Cup as well against Prescott Cables Tuesday. And then you welcome Clitheroe next Saturday. So this is a big week, isn't it? How is everyone heading into this week?
Do you know what? The lads are buzzing, to be honest, because these are the games you want to play in, isn't it? This is what you want to be involved in. You want to be involved in playoffs, pushing for something. And then just to throw another derby in a way at Prescott Cables, to then play Marina home, that's a big game in itself, isn't it? You know what I mean? To get Marina home, who's flying in the league above. And then we beat Clitheroe last week. It was a really tough game. They got some really good players, got a good manager, and it's a big week, but wouldn't want it any other way. Yeah. That's what we've come in for. That's why we've joined Bootle, to have these big games and big crowds. And I think we're on a good run, we're in a good place. But as I said, that can change in a week, couldn't it? You know, you could ring me up in a month's time and have a face on me. You know, you just don't know, do you?
No, but that's what this. I like these shows towards the end of the season because ordinarily the managers are getting on. They're like yourself, Mick, you know, you're involved in it, let's say, and every single game is box office. And clearly this game of Runcorn Linnets this weekend, it's going to attract a big crowd. It's a localish derby as well. It's just going to be epic, isn't it? How much are you looking forward to this particular game?
Do you know what? I can't wait. And listen, they're the top team. They've been in a round of playoffs the last couple of years, haven't they? And we sort of want to be in that same place as them and be regulars. Either you can't go up, be constantly in the playoffs. That's the aim for us. And they're really good at home, but we're really good away. I think we've got the joint best away record with Leek. So look, we're going there to win. We won't be going for points or anything else. We're going to win. So I think there's no other way to attack this last 9 games.
No, and obviously that's the upcoming matches. And looking ahead to April, you've got City, Liverpool, Leek Town, Hensford away as well, which will attract a very big crowd there in the Midlands. It's going to be an epic run-in. How much are you looking forward to what's possible?
Well, I'm made up, to be honest. I've made up to be in this position, just as you said, to be involved and just to see where you can go. I mean, I think Leek's won the league now. I think that's done, if we're being honest. So I think from second to probably 10th, if someone puts a run together, I think you're going to get in there. Out of our 9 games, I think if you can win 6 or 7, I think you'd be in there. But as you said, everyone keeps beating each other or drawing. You might only need 5. I've done the math so many times. I never really used to do that. But it's exciting and I love it. It's probably the best part of being a manager, isn't it, when you're in the mix of stuff. So
yeah, absolutely. And just a final question, Mick, just about because obviously, like you said, you've come in partway through the season. This has been a very, very good 2024. Regardless of what happens now, you know, if you make the playoffs, if you don't make the playoffs, this is certainly a good start to the Mick McGrath era at Bootle, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think I've made the right choice in changing clubs. They're very ambitious and we've got a great fan base. So, yeah, well, look, as I said, the remit wasn't to get in the playoffs or go up, it was to steady the ship. But I think we're overachieving to a point of where we were. But with the players we've got, we're not. So let's fight all the way and see where we end up.
Well, Mick McGrath, manager of Bootle, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big, big good luck in the upcoming matches. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thank you, mate.
Bootle manager Mick McGrath there joining us here on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. And that's it for this month's show. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined me for this month's edition. Remember, for all the latest goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But I'm in Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.